Thank you, Sarah. We end our news stories with the dreadful news of the earthquake in Turkey affecting a city restaurant boss. A lonely deer is spotted living in the shadow of Norwich Castle, and you can get a cuppa with a twist. A second bubble tea store opens in Norwich.
A city restaurant boss has been left heartbroken after the devastating earthquake in Turkey killed his mum. Sona Karali's mum, Senet, was pulled from the rubble in the city of Gaziantep, but the rescue effort was too late. His dad is currently in hospital, and five of his young cousins are missing. So far, more than 11,000 people are believed to have died in the 7.8 magnitude quake, which also hit Syria. The region has not been hit by an earthquake for more than 200 years. Mr. Karali, who runs Antep Kitchen in Dearham Road, is donating takings to the recovery and rescue effort. The restaurateur, who had a 12-year-old relative who died in a separate property, and he's fearful for around 20 of his relatives who live around Gaziantep, including five young cousins, some as young as 8, who are missing. Other relatives are camping in cars or tents.
Burritos has been swapped for rice and noodle bowls as Wagamama opens in the former home of Chiquito at Norwich Riverside. The Pan-Asian chain has just launched its second restaurant in the city following the success of the long-running branch in Chantry Place. It is also the only Wagamama restaurant in the country to feature its new red Japanese screen print murals. The opening has created 60 front-of-house and kitchen jobs, and the general manager is Kelly Unsworth, who has worked her way up since starting as a team member at the Chantry Place branch 7 years ago.
City folk are being encouraged to look up as they pass through the heart of Norwich after a woodland creature was spotted in an unusual spot. Easy to miss at street level, a muntjac, named locally as Delia Smith, is spotted under a cloak of brambles in the shadow of Norwich Castle. Tor Daly's home overlooks Castle Meadow, and he captured the moment he spotted the solitary deer nestled on a castle mound from his window. Muntjac are typically solitary animals unless with a mate. Norwich City Council has been contacted for comment.
Shoppers will be able to get £10 worth of groceries for just £3.30 at a popular supermarket in a bid to tackle food waste. Magic bags at Aldi will contain grocery products approaching their sell-by or use-by dates at less than a third of the price, costing just £3.30 each for at least £10 worth of food. Aldi is partnering with the world's largest surplus food platform, Too Good To Go, making surplus food bags available nationwide. To get a magic bag, shoppers can download the free Too Good To Go app and search for their nearby Aldi store before reserving a bag to collect from the store at an allotted time. The nationwide rollout is expected to save a further 4,000 tonnes of food going to waste annually. Other businesses on Too Good To Go in Norfolk include Stonehouse Pizza and Carvery in Yarmouth Road, Norwich, Greg's at Heath Road in Snetterton, and Costa Coffee at the Broad Centre in Hoveton.
A new bubble tea store has opened in Norwich, serving up out-of-the-ordinary creations. Moya Bubble Tea has opened its second store in Briggs Street, following the success of its first store in Castle Quarter, which opened in 2019 and has often been seen drawing queues. The bright and colourful store owner, Adrian Moya, wanted to offer the trendy Taiwanese product to a wider footfall in the city centre. The store, located below the Kimchi restaurant and opposite Burger King, primarily serves bubble tea, which is a Taiwanese drink made by blending tea with milk or fruit juice and adding tapioca pearls. Describing the tea as a hybrid between a drink and a dessert, Adrian said, "We want to offer a vibe, a niche. I think it is so popular as it's out of the ordinary and a novelty. Customers can choose a flavour for their bubbles and then a flavour for their tea or milk. Moya's set menu offers creations such as a tropical cooler and a strawberry dream. Prices range from £4.10 to £8 for the teas, and ice cream and sundaes are also on offer at the store. Watch out for the date of the store's grand opening, where there will be at least 300 free drinks up for grabs as well as activities.
A pub popular with Norwich City fans is being forced to remove its marquee by the council over fears it ruins the historic building's features. The Coach and Horses pub in Thorpe Road, which is Grade 2 listed and dates back to 1811, introduced the sheltered area during the COVID pandemic when restrictions were lifted during 2020 and pubs could reopen. Manager Cameron Dallas said the business did not need to get permission from Norwich City Council to put up the marquee during that time. But towards the end of last year, the authority contacted Mr. Dallas, ordering him to remove the structure by the end of this month because it blocked the balustrades on the first floor balcony in front of the pub. Officers complained it was not in line with the aesthetic of the pub. Mr. Dallas has offered alternatives to the council, but none of them have been accepted. The current marquee can fit 22 tables, which seat 6 to 8 people, and it proved popular during the Euros and the World Cup football matches. That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Norwich Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. If there is no reply, do leave us a message and we will return your call. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook on part one. Sarah Lusher edited the paper, and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. So from me, Carolyn Sayer, goodbye.
And from me, Matthew Tucker, goodbye.